good for Panthers Pro Bowl tight end Greg Olsen or Browns receiver Corey Coleman. Both players placed on injured reserve Tuesday. Olsen with a broken foot, Coleman with a broken hand. And the NFL Players Association unanimously voted to retain Damaris Smith as their executive director on Tuesday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The kitchen is the heart of your home. If you have your heart set on an upgrade, the Home Depot can help. Get 10% off custom countertops, quartz, granite, marble, and more for less. And free design services make your kitchen upgrade the start of something terrific. 10% off custom countertops now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 24th. License or registration numbers held by or on behalf of Home Depot USA, Inc. are available at homedepot.com/license numbers or at the special services desk in Home Depot stores.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/block for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com.
5:05, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, anticipating taking your fantasy football questions here during our fantasy segment with Tristan Cockcroft, brought to you by Imon Communications. Get them to us now, 319-366-1600. Coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, that would be 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. The historic Main Gym. Thursday night football kicks off tomorrow night, week three of the NFL season. It's the 49ers and the Rams. George Kittle, the former Iowa tight end, listed as questionable today. He's got a little bit of a hip injury that may be holding him back. Kittle has, I believe, seven receptions over two games with the 49ers, but isn't exactly setting the world on fire because, as we know, the San Francisco offense, led by a former Chicago Bears backup quarterback. A great show on the way. Gary Rima set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little UNI Panther sports. 6 o'clock showdown tonight. Tickets to any of the Marcus Theaters in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, or Coralville will be your grand prize tonight. We've got the Fantasy Hall of Famer with us, Tristan Cockcroft. And Tristan, I promised the listeners this was going to be the first question, so right out of the gate, does the fact that Sammy Watkins believes the Earth is flat affect his weekly rankings for you this week?
It flattens his rankings for me.
Thank you.
Let's say the Cooper Cup doesn't help matters.
No, I see, that's Alex's guy. He was big on Cooper Cup from the get-go. Get your questions into Tristan right now, 319-366-1600. It seems like every week you've got to start talking about injuries and injury concerns. Last week we talked about how do you replace David Johnson. Right now it sounds like a 50-50 proposition for Jordy Nelson to go this week for Green Bay. He's a guy who was probably a first-round pick, second round at worst for most people in their leagues. What's the latest on Jordy Nelson, and are you looking at maybe Geronimo Allison as a replacement?
Allison is kind of interesting and forgotten after he received that suspension, so he's one of those guys I want to watch in this game. But the bottom line is when Nelson comes back and plays, I don't know that there's much of a role for him. I think Allison's going to get minimal targets, and he'll end up falling into that Jeff Janis area of exciting sleeper who doesn't quite pan out. Nelson is genuinely 50-50. I've heard nothing more than that so far, and unfortunately we're too early in the week to get a full read on the practice reports. I think we're going to get the clear determination on Friday. So I'm going to give you another guy, a different team that I suggest as a plug-in for him, and that's another Nelson whose first name starts with J, and it's J.J. Nelson of the Cardinals. So very good speed, getting many more looks now with John Brown injured. It looks likely that Brown is going to sit this week. He looks less likely to play than Nelson does, than Jordy Nelson does. So J.J. Nelson should benefit once again, and I do think there's some great upside there.
All right, let's get to the text line, and then we'll take a couple phone calls. 5102 says, trade offer in a standard league. I give Dalvin Cook and Macklin and receive Amari Cooper. Other running backs that I have are Gordon, Ajayi, Stewart, and Martin. So Dalvin Cook and Macklin for Amari Cooper in a standard league.
So I appreciate the depth that you have at running back here, but I would decline that trade. I feel that you should be able to do better. Frankly, I think the Cook for Cooper alone is appropriate. I think there's no reason to throw Macklin in that deal. And while maybe Macklin's not somebody that you're using right now, so you're upgrading him, I don't think it's a good idea to give away your depth when right away you're giving up a top quality running back. Frankly, I think Cook is on the high end of the RB2 tier, which means that all it takes is a couple of good breaks. He gets into the RB1 tier on the top 10. And I do think he has that kind of potential. He's the rookie so far who, when I watch him play, is impressing me just as much as some of the others. Leonard Fournette, certainly impressing me as much as he is. Kareem Hunt, I mean, yeah, he's been great. But I still think the Cook's not a far cry from that talent-wise.
Charlie in Iowa City on line one, what's your question for Tristan? Charlie, we got you?
Hey, yeah. Am I on?
Yeah, yep, go ahead.
Hey, running back question. I'm in a PPR league. I have Christian McCaffrey, JGI, Kareem Hunt, and who's my fourth guy? I can't. Anyway, those three. Hold on to them. I'm trying to trade. I want to improve my quarterback. Who should I? Oh, and Derrick Henry's my fourth one. Who should I hold on to? Who should I trade? I'm trying to improve my quarterback.
If you're trying to improve your quarterback, I'd be shooting for a very good quarterback and probably giving up one of the better running backs. Put it this way, if Derrick Henry does grab hold of the job, if DeMarco Murray is out this week, which he's likely to be questionable here, Henry could get a great opportunity. Maybe you could sell high on that and you could get yourself a decent matchups quarterback. So keep an eye on that. Otherwise, what I think here is I would just stick with my running back depth, first of all. If I must trade somebody, the one that I'm going to dangle out there is actually Jay Ajayi. I feel a little uncomfortable trading him for a quarterback. So what I'd suggest is you aim for a very good one. Frankly, a Drew Brees type. Matthew Stafford could qualify. Jameis Winston could qualify. And get into the running back to kind of pad out your depth there. But the reason I trade him is just mainly that I wonder about the workload, whether over the course of the year it's going to wear him down a little bit. So I tend to lean to those guys, the ones that I would be putting out there on the market.
All right, Dave in Cedar Rapids, you're next up. Go ahead, Dave. What's your question for Tristan?
I have a question. Who has a better chance of bouncing back this season, Odell Beckham Jr. or the guy for the Bengals?
A.J. Green?
Yeah.
A.J. Green.
I have both of those guys on my team.
So Beckham actually has a great matchup this week individually in this game. He matches up very well, but based on the health questions I have, he's not going to chip in a lot of practice time this week, and I expect the Giants are going to keep him on at least somewhat of a snap count. They're going to give him a couple of breathers here during this game. I'm leaning towards Green having the better bounce back. I do feel a little bit better about Beckham than I did watching him in that game on Monday night, but I think Green is the one who gives you the more immediate rebound this week. Frankly, I would rather have Beckham for the course of the year, though.
All right, Tristan Cockcroft, the ESPN.com Fantasy Hall of Famer, joining us, sponsored by Imon Communications. We've got a lot of questions on the text line, so I'm just going to throw him out there and I'll let you discuss him, your thoughts on him at this point. We can't get to all of the questions. Folks are asking about Ezekiel Elliott. Your thoughts?
Well, one thing to point out about this game, I mean, it was an unexpectedly awful one. It was a little bit more speaking to the defense for Denver, which has played a lot better against the run from what I witnessed in these two games, not just his, but also in week one, than I was expecting. I really felt that the strength of this D was going to be against the pass, and they're actually a little bit better against the run. So I think that explains a little bit of it. I think that Dak Prescott's early struggles explain a little bit of it. There's no balance in this offense so far. But I think the team is going to turn it around fairly rapidly. Think of it this way. They play two of, on paper, the toughest defenses out there. And I think that this offense is built around Elliott. They're going to give him a hefty workload. And I expect as the matchups get better, he's going to turn it around. If there's any chance he's a buy low, buy low.
319-366-1600. Your questions for Tristan. Let's go to Brian. Brian's got a fantasy question. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, hey, David Johnson question. Do you keep him this year or try to pick up a Doug Martin off suspension?
that's actually pretty good to get Doug Martin off the waiver wire. Most people, I'll tell you, myself included, who have David Johnson and are looking at the waiver wires, they're not finding guys that they want to let him go for. But I would. The problem with keeping David Johnson around is that when you get to the bye weeks, you're going to need some plugins, and you cannot possibly risk a couple of weeks there in the middle of the season at the expense of keeping David Johnson around for a possible playoff matchup. And I'll tell you this, that's all I expect he's going to give you. They've given an estimated timetable of the Christmas weekend, which means the fantasy championship week, and that's it. You need to get there in the first place. I don't think that a redraft owner should be keeping David Johnson around if there's something good to pick up. And Martin, well worth it.
Great question here on the text line from John. He wants to know, do you think Christian McCaffrey is who he is after two games, or are there brighter days ahead?
I do think there are brighter days ahead. I think that the Panthers drafted him with the intent to ramp up his workload over the course of the year, and I like what they have done for him. But with him so far, he's a top-quality pass catcher already, and the workloads in the first 2 weeks were 8 carries and 13 carries. That's a pretty decent number. I wanted it to be somewhere in the 10 to 12 range, and I think it's going to grow to something closer to 15, and maybe we get up to 18 in the second half of the season. I would advise that you buy in on him. Two other things to keep in mind. One, great schedule for the Panthers. And two, with Greg Olsen out now for 8 weeks, and that's the minimum he'll miss, McCaffrey could start getting a couple more of those targets that Olsen gave away.
Real quick here before we head back to the phone lines, just because you brought up the Panthers, Devin Funchess, worth a flyer?
Absolutely, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll tease this. He's in my matchups map for this week, so you get a little tease here that he's the wide receiver I am profiling. I think Funchess, who, by the way, leading all non-Cam Newton skilled players in the passing game for the Panthers in snaps played, routes run, but he's third in terms of targets and receptions. They're putting him out there in the field on every play, and I think now he's going to get a couple more of those targets that Olsen left behind.
All right, let's go to Rick in Urbana. He's got a question for Tristan. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Hey, Standard League. I've been starting Kirk Cousins. I've got Andrew Luck on the bench. I'm just wondering, Alex Smith is available in my league. I was wondering if I should dump Luck or pick up Alex Smith, possibly. The Colts have been kind of, it doesn't seem that they're giving a straight answer on how long they're expecting him to be out.
And it feels to me like they should have put him on IR, and I'm not quite sure why they didn't. It's very frustrating. And unfortunately, in this case, when I'm looking at Alex Smith as the fallback, the big issue I would have with that is that, yeah, he might give you more volume of games, but there's some on the schedule upcoming that there's no way I'd go anywhere near him. He's got the Chargers coming up. He's got the Texans. He's got the Giants. He's got the Broncos. Those all are within his next 8 games on the schedule. I feel like at best you're using him 50% of the time, and I feel like you're probably okay with Kirk Cousins in the first place. So for me, okay, I'm going to use my second spot to shoot for upside, and when I get to Cousins' bye week, that's when I'll make the decision on the fill-in.
All right, Rick, hopefully that helps you. From Urbana to Mount Vernon, let's bring Dan on board. Dan, your question, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at my running backs. I'm wondering, do I stick with Le'Veon Bell or do I sub in Mike Gillisley, who's been outperforming him from my bench?
He has, and I expect Gillisley's going to have some very good games because he's going to get all those goal line carries, and we saw what LeGarrette Blount did with them last year. He put up a massive touchdown total, but I can't do it this week. Bell against Chicago is a great matchup. They've got a lot of issues on defense, some injuries. Darrelle Freeman's been dealing with an injury. That's a big problem for them. And I think Bell is going to get that hefty workload and put together some very big numbers. Meanwhile, Gillisley, not a great matchup here against Houston, so I don't see him having one of his better games. You're aiming for him getting that goal line carry and touchdown. Bell's got the greater upside.
Tristan, a couple questions about Saints receivers, Willie Snead in particular with the suspension, but it's been sort of a revolving door there. Nobody's really broken out yet. Do you have any thoughts on the Saints wide receivers so far this year? Because you look at that offense, they're always a fantasy gold mine, really underperforming so far this year.
They have, yeah. And I do expect that when Snead comes back, that's going to balance things out. Because as we know, Drew Brees likes to spread the ball around. He gets his greatest success with that. Another thing to keep in mind is that Brees typically doesn't have his better numbers in September. He's one of the colder starters out there in the league. So I wonder a little bit whether that's contributing. But when I look around this offense, I do see some signs of growth. I still see Michael Thomas getting the hefty target numbers. I'm seeing Kobe Fleener getting some looks when they're getting into scoring position. Those are promising signs that suggest that Fleener could get into the top 15 at tight end. It makes me think that Michael Thomas still has that wide receiver one potential. And frankly, I think Snead is a guy that people are going to forget about. I think Snead will be matchup dependent, just like Ted Ginn will be, but I think there are going to be times that they're well worth using. I'm still in on the Saints offense.
All right, 3166 on the text line wants to know, should he give up Kareem Hunt for Leonard Fournette and David Johnson?
I would not, and that goes largely back to my point before about getting through the bye weeks and getting to your championship in the first place. I mean, on paper, this sounds like a great trade because of the two big names that you're getting back, but it is one game, I think, that you're getting from David Johnson. At best, it's maybe three, and I just don't see that happening. You've got to get to the playoffs, and I think you're in the best case right now with Kareem Hunt. I do think he's a better option than Leonard Fournette at this stage.
Tristan, I saw you tweet about this earlier when it came to Devontae Freeman on grass versus on turf, and I think that goes for a lot of players on the Falcons offense. Is that something to keep an eye on, not only with him, but with Julio Jones and Matt Ryan and the rest of that offense moving forward?
I think so, yeah. And one of the reasons I did tweet is that I don't think we talk about it as analysts enough. They even, our Falcons reporter, in fact, had spoken with them about this very topic, and they were pretty forthcoming about the fact that they feel a little bit more comfortable playing on turf. A lot of people thought of that as a dome versus outside situation. I truly believe it has to do with the texture of the field, and they felt very confident and comfortable on the grounds in the new stadium. To me, I felt like they played with a lot more confidence in this game. If you saw any of this, they looked that way to me. I felt good about it, and I do think that that's going to translate not only to those games, but also to some of the ones on the road. Obviously, downgrade them a little bit on the grass, but I still think that this is a very good thing. They look pretty close to last year's model.
Let's go. 8405 on the text line is in a PPR league. He's going to need a wide receiver two and a flex among these four this week. So pick two. Terrell Pryor, Tyreek Hill, Jeremy Maclin, and Chris Hogan.
So I'm going to lean to Pryor and Hill here and go for the upside. Pryor's matchup against Oakland is extremely favorable. I feel like Oakland is not a defense that contains big play wide receivers. So definitely, I get him in there. I feel pretty confident about that matchup that it's not quite so risky. And knowing that, if I feel like there's good volume coming from Pryor, I'm also going to take the chance on the risk-reward nature of Hill. I just think he's got a higher ceiling here. I know it's a tougher matchup against the Chargers, but I think he's going to find his openings, put together a few big plays for you.
Now, Tristan, this is a deep cut and a deep sleeper that I'm going to ask you about, but has the name Taywan Taylor come across your radar yet from Tennessee, the rookie out of Western Kentucky?
He has. That's another one that I would kind of keep tucked away and keep an eye on. I kind of wonder a little bit about what the role is going to be going forward. And the big concern that I have right now is just that he did get banged up a little bit in this game. And my worry with players like this with this experience level is that if they miss any practice time, they end up getting limited snap counts, which take a couple weeks to rebound. So I'd want to see him get back in there, given kind of like a trusted workload, a guy who's being used a lot more than expected, and then I'd want to use him against a better matchup. Still, to me, a dynasty option, and I wouldn't be using him in any way this week against Seattle. By the way, Houston after that.
Last year this time, if memory serves, we kind of started to talk a little bit about the Chicago Bears backfield, and Jordan Howard was just starting to pop up on radars. Is the same thing or a similar situation going on with the Houston Texans right now?
That's an interesting comp, and I believe I've heard somebody mention this one to me before. As a matter of fact, Deontay Foreman, a colleague of mine, is a very big fan of his. And if you look at the workloads from this past league, I'm tempted here to jump on board with you that maybe Foreman is this year's Howard. I don't like making the direct comps year over year because situations aren't identical like that. But if there is a player who could break through in a backup role, it could be Foreman. Miller has disappointed for this team, and if you watch the way they used him last week, it didn't feel like he was a bell cow running back by any means. I think that's not the right label for him. Foreman is absolutely worth a stash right now.
All right, Tristan, great stuff as always. And I'm assuming if folks visit ESPN.com, they're also going to get some last-minute baseball tips from you as well this week.
They absolutely are. And I've actually started putting together the 2018 rankings, so take a look at that. But the football rankings, by the way, this year we have them out on Tuesdays to get you ready for your pickups. And I'll tell you this, I also want to plug my good friend and colleague Mike Clay's wide receiver matchups chart is coming out now on Wednesday. So we're getting you a lot of information earlier in the week now.
Yeah, and pass that along, Tristan. Thank you for doing those things on Tuesday, because it's been a major help, at least for me this year. So appreciate it, and we will touch base with you next week.
Okay, great. Thanks, and glad to hear that those are helping earlier.
Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com. If you didn't get your questions answered this week, and we had a ton of them that we didn't get to, my apologies, but we have a finite amount of time with Tristan, and each week we try to do the best that we can. Pick up the phone and give us a call, too, because that's always a surefire way to get through to Tristan. 319-366-1600. That is the number to call for the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line as well. I'm going to give you another number and website to check out here as well. The website is lowtusa.com. And if you are a man of a certain age, maybe you were longing for the days where you had a little bit more energy or a little bit more stamina, or you just kind of want to feel like you used to feel and you can't quite put your finger on why that isn't the case, maybe the folks at Mantality can help you get back to your old self. You can find them at their new Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Clinic, which is located conveniently in North Liberty at 595 Ashley Court. LowTUSA.com is where you can go to learn more information about their treatment process, which is 90% successful regardless of your medical condition. We're talking increased energy, increased mental sharpness, weight loss. All of those things can tie back into one thing: low testosterone, which can be an issue for a guy of any age, my age, older, younger. That's what we're talking about here. You can learn more by going to lowtusa.com. The best part about this, maybe you're worried about the cost. Well, it's covered by insurance, and these physicians at the clinic are board certified. You're dealing with actual physicians that know what they're talking about, and their specialty is men's health. LowTUSA.com, Mantality. Check them out. Back with more after this.
Here at Toyota of Iowa City, we're winding down the 2017 model year. Because of the fantastic deals we're making on the remaining 2017 models, they'll be gone before you know it. Don't wait until it's too late. In addition to the great deal Toyota of Iowa City has for you, there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on all new 2017 RAV4s, plus $1,000 cash bonus on all gas models, or an optional $3,000 cash on all hybrid models. Come on in and take advantage of these savings and maybe get yourself an all-wheel drive so you can be well prepared for winter. Choose the Toyota you want, because there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on most of our remaining 2017 models. It's the perfect time. Come see us at Toyota of Iowa City and let's make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
Through October 2nd, 0% financing for 72 months with qualifying credit through Toyota Financial Services. $1,339 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Kurt Warner and I will wrap up week 3 for you from the desert as Larry Fitzgerald and the Arizona Cardinals take on Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys. Both teams have high hopes for the season, but so far both are 1-1. Join us for a great matchup on Monday Night Football and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
NFL football, the Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals this Monday night at 7 on KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show continuing on towards 7 o'clock along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. We will get you there, and we'll get you to the 6 o'clock showdown kicking off hour number 3 tonight as well. tickets to any of the Marcus Theaters in Iowa City, Coralville, or Cedar Rapids. A very nice prize if you can answer 7 questions in 60 seconds tonight. Speaking of Kyle, he's in the studio. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for all of your banking needs.
UNI released its full wrestling schedule today for its upcoming season, the school's first season in the Big 12, and the Panthers will begin the year in Ames at the Harold Nichols Open on November 4th. Their home opener and first Big 12 duel will be with North Dakota State on November 19th, and they host the UNI Open on December 9th. In Michigan football news today, Jim Harbaugh said today that former Iowa City West receiver freshman Oliver Martin could be in the mix to receive playing time for the Wolverines this weekend. Martin reportedly had a decent fall camp and put himself in position now to slide in after an injury to leading receiver Tariq Black. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders preseason schedule is about to pick up steam. They play their third exhibition tonight in Des Moines against the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they'll be playing 6 games over the next 9 days before opening the regular season in Green Bay on October 6th. The Gazette's Area Super 10 volleyball rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson still occupies the top spot, and deservedly so, because they swept the second team on this list last night, that being Linmar in second, with Xavier third. The top 9 remains identical to last week, with Marion sneaking in at number 10. The Twins and Yankees played their finale earlier this afternoon, and the Yankees won 11-3. New York appears locked in with that top AL wildcard spot, and Minnesota holds a 1-game lead over the Angels for the second. With no Twins tonight, keep it here for ESPN programming.
The last couple days, we've been trying to get Jesse Rogers from ESPN Chicago on the program with us, and it has backfired on us the last 2 days. But on Monday, the reason that he couldn't join us was he was waiting for a phone call from Andrew Friedman of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who was the general manager of the Tampa Bay Rays. He has his story available at ESPN.com today with regard to Joe Maddon and what he meant to the Tampa Bay organization. And there's some really great information in there about Friedman and his decision back in 2005 to hire Joe Maddon, to bring him to Tampa, and to basically make a run, this small market team, at both the Red Sox and the Yankees, and how it worked out. So if you're a baseball fan, you don't even necessarily have to be a Cubs fan, but check that out, ESPN.com. Also today, the Cubs setting their rotation for that upcoming Milwaukee series. Jake Arrieta is going to get the ball in Game 1, followed by John Lackey, Kyle Hendricks, and then Jose Quintana. That is the rotation for the Milwaukee series coming up. Cubs win last night 2-1. Still have that 3.5 game lead on the Brewers. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball and more before 7 o'clock tonight. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of your UNI Panthers, joins us next.
There's no better time than right now to protect your family. So if you're like me and have been putting off getting term life insurance, you have to call SelectQuote. Here's the SelectQuote difference. Most companies give you one option, one policy, and one rate. But SelectQuote gives you options, lots of options. SelectQuote shops and could get you up to 15 options from highly rated life insurers. I want you to make the free call today and review your options. Call 1-800-290-0303. SelectQuote has been in business since 1985. I trust them and their licensed U.S. agents because they've already protected over 1.2 million families. For example, a 40-year-old male that takes cholesterol medication could get $500,000 in life insurance for under $25 a month. That could be your cost to protect your family. I want you to give SelectQuote a call at 1-800-290-0303 or go to SelectQuote.com today for a totally free personal quote. 1-800-290-0303. That's 1-800-290-0303. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter, Major League Baseball. This afternoon, the Colorado Rockies are down to their final 3 outs, visiting the San Francisco Giants. The Rockies start the day only a game clear of the Milwaukee Brewers for the 8th spot in the wild card, for the final wild card spot in the National League. Colorado right now is trailing 4-0 as they are on the road visiting the San Francisco Giants. Milwaukee will visit Pittsburgh later on this evening. Earlier today, Yankees had an 11-3 win over the Minnesota Twins. They got three runs in the bottom of the third. Aaron Judge, home run number 45. Gary Sanchez, home run number 32. And then six runs in the bottom of the fourth. Yanks win. They're 2.5 back of the Red Sox in the American League East. Red Sox and Orioles, top of the hour on ESPN. Yankees also go 7 clear of the Twins for the race for home field advantage should those two teams hook up in the American League wildcard game. Minnesota right now is only a game up on the Angels. Angels and Indians later on tonight from the Big A on ESPN. Giancarlo Stanton, homers.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting as many as you need for $0 a month from Sprint. That's right. Get the best-selling Motorola phone from Sprint for $0 a month for all with Sprint Flex. Plus, with Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/freephones, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Sprint. Works for me. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, 18-month leases, and new line. Up to 10 Moto E4, $0 per month after 605 per month credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Best price compared to national carrier rates for similar unlimited plans. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Tiki Barber. My football career taught me the importance of being prepared for game time. And now that I own multiple businesses, being prepared means having capital when I need it. That's where Cabbage comes in with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/gametime or 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, 888-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Welcome back in the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And our next guest, we don't have a football game to talk about this week, and unfortunately, we've got a football game to talk about from last weekend with you and I. It's the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, the one and only Gary Rima, joining us on another Wednesday. And Gary, this is just shaping up to be one of those years for the Panthers from the looks of things.
I'd much rather be talking about a big come-from-behind win, guys, off last Saturday's game at Southern Utah. But, man, that the offense just couldn't move the football, guys. Couldn't catch any rhythm. Running game isn't there. And, yeah, it's just really frustrating loss. And as poorly as they played, especially offensively in the first quarter, this Panther team had a chance to win that game in the fourth quarter a lot because of what the defense did. You know, the one score early was the pick six by Seth Thomas, but then Jared Farley gets that interception when we're down 3 and takes it to their 14. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. Now we punch it in. Now we get a touchdown. We go up by 3 just didn't happen. But a tough loss, frustrating loss. It's one you really feel like even though it's a road game and, you know, it's coming after a tough game against Cal Poly and that triple option offense that they ran, you just felt like you got to find a way to beat Southern Utah, and it just didn't happen. So got the bye week. You got 2 weeks to get ready now for really the grind and a tough Missouri Valley Football Conference schedule.
What does this team need to improve on the most during this bye week?
Got to find a running game. I just have to be able to run. You just can't be one-dimensional offensively. You know, our passing game's pretty good, but it would be better if we had a rushing attack. And there's times when we had the ball at the Southern Utah 14-yard line, guys, you know, down 21-18. If you've got a decent running game, you can get that football in the end zone and just couldn't do it. Couldn't gain any yardage on that first and 10 at their 14, tried a couple of running plays. And so I really think that's the biggest thing is the offense has got to figure out a way to be able to move the football on the ground. If they get that accomplished, you know, over the rest of this week and next week going to Southern Illinois, I like our chances a lot better. But I really think that's got to be one of the big focal points in preparation for the Valley is that ability to move the football on the ground.
So what is it, Gary? Is it the O-line? Is it execution? Is it play calling? A combination of all of the above?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I think it didn't help that Cal Twait went down with that injury in the game. Cal's a big part of that offensive line. He's a guy that on the that left tackle spot. It's crucial in protection for the passing game, but he's also a good, really good run blocker. We lose him, and we've had a couple running backs that have been banged up, and not making excuses, but Trevor Allen's been slowed by a hamstring injury, and Javion Browning's been battling turf toe, and I think going into the season, everybody thought that was the top two running backs. We lose Marcus Weidmiller the game before against Cal Poly to the injury that kept him out of last Saturday's game. And guys, they've got a couple packages in for Weidmiller to run the football, to take that direct snap type offense like he did at Indiana State last year that was really successful. They're planning on, I think, breaking that out again against Cal Poly and probably would have used it on Saturday. So that's three of your four running backs that you're trying to use to run the football. And the fourth guy is Christian Jagan, and he was a wide receiver a year ago. Now he was a lot of running back in high school, but they made him a wide receiver because we were pretty good shape last year at the running back spot. But he didn't have any carries as a running back a year ago, and he was the starter this last week, and along with Trevor Allen getting some carries. So it's been a combination of things with those injuries, and I think the offensive line would say too that they have to open up holes. They've got to block better to spring some guys loose.
Another bugaboo that Mark Farley has talked about with this team through the first 3 weeks has been the slow starts. They've been outscored 28-7 in the first quarters this year. How crucial is it going to be for this team to get off to better starts come conference play?
I think it's something that you always talk about going into every game is, hey, how important is it to get out to a good start? And, you know, a lot of coaches will say, hey, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But I do think trying to come from behind always is tougher for a team that isn't able to run the football and establish the ground game. It puts so much pressure on your defense when you're always playing from behind. So I do think that's something they've got to look at too, is how to get out of the gates better, how to score early. You know, that first quarter against Southern Utah was as bad an offensive quarter I can ever remember. -7 yards rushing. We had four possessions. It's not like Southern Utah controlled the ball for, you know, 10 of the first 15 minutes of that game because of just long, time-consuming drives, and we just couldn't get any possessions. You and I had four offensive possessions in the first quarter, never got a first down. You know, it's not so much that they didn't score, they didn't get a first down. So I just think they've got to do some things, whether it's taking a look at some of the play calling and you know, opening up the playbook a little bit or something to spark it and get them going and get some offense going so that you can maybe grab an early lead, get on top and not always feel like you're coming from behind. And I always think it's more important, too, when you're on the road to not fall behind early. Getting off to a good start doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win, but I just – you always want to try and get out of the gate early on the road, and that's got to be part of the game plan at Southern Illinois next Saturday.
Gary Reimer, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. Let's tip our cap to the UNI defense, though, because they answered the bell in the second half. The offense just couldn't get over the hump, but that was a huge 4th-and-1 stop with about four and a half minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Really was, you know, that play, the Jared Farley interception, the defense gave the Panthers a chance to win that game this past Saturday, and as poorly as it seemed like the game was going for you and I, it was impressive that the defense put their team in that spot. I just that was a tremendous defensive effort against a team that had. I think they ended up with, 275 yards of offense in the first half, Southern Utah. I think it was 275 they had in the first half, a team that averaged 499 yards of offense per game, and they were on a pace for 550 yards in that game. And the Panthers' defense holds Southern Utah to 120 or so yards in the second half. So, tell you what, just love the way the defense rose up, but then just frustrating they couldn't find a way to pull it out in the end because of that kind of effort from a number of guys defensively.
Now, Gary, we were talking yesterday about the story that was written about the Wisconsin fans that went to Provo and almost drank that town dry. Were the UNI fans able to find enough watering holes in Cedar City?
Actually, there were. Yeah, Cedar City had a couple of sports bars, and it's really a cool little town, guys. City, I guess, but it's not the biggest of cities in Utah. But beautiful setting, football stadium. You know, is kind of tucked with mountains around it, and they love their football there. They're a team that has been really tough at home, we were able to find a couple of nice spots just to hang out at Friday night before that kickoff on Saturday night.
Now we mentioned the bye week is here, and we'll talk about this a lot next week. But what kind of team will you and I have 2 weeks to prepare for in SIU when they have to go on the road to play the Salukis in Carbondale on September the 30th?
Much improved Southern Illinois team. They're a lot better now. They're 2-0. They had their bye week. The first week of the season, they didn't play in week one, so they're playing 11 straight right to the end of the regular season. They played their FBS opponent this Saturday in Memphis, and I really think we'll learn more about them after we see them play against Memphis. They didn't play two of the strongest FCS non-conference games compared to a schedule like what you and I played with Cal Poly and Southern Utah, but they're improved. In talking with their radio guy earlier this year, Mike Reese, he says they really think this year they have a team that's good enough to finish in the upper half of the Valley. And that's saying a lot when you're trying to catch teams like North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Youngstown State. I mean, there's a lot of good football teams. Western Illinois, Illinois State, those teams all rank. South Dakota's out to a great start to the season. But they really feel like they could be, they understand maybe they can't get to one or two, but they think they maybe could be the fourth or fifth best team in the league this year. So it's going to be a better Saluki team than what we've seen in recent years. And they really like their head coach, Nick Hill. He was a quarterback at SIU and took over the program a year ago. And they think he's got them going on the right track. And they're a team that has always been able to run the football and a decent passing game. And a really aggressive defense, a defense that just pins their ears back and comes after you. So definitely got our hands full, got our work cut out for us. I love the idea, though, guys, that we got 2 weeks to prepare for them. Just if you like the numbers, you like the odds, Coach Farley in his 17th year, coming off a bye week, he's 12-4. So Panthers have always been really successful coming off a bye week under Coach Farley, and you just hope that plays out next Saturday at Southern Illinois to start Missouri Valley Conference play. And you want to get out of the gate with that win. That's a team in Southern Illinois that's receiving votes. After you and I play Southern Illinois, their next five games in a row are against top 25 ranked FCS teams. So it is going to be a grind, and you want to start with a W any way, shape, or form.
Gary, I don't want to get your hopes up here, but we may be able to get you a first-hand scouting report on that Southern Illinois football team. You may or may not know this, but Alex's younger brother is a starting offensive lineman for the Memphis Tigers. So he's going to see up close and personal that Southern Illinois football team. We might be able to get you some of the inside dirt.
Alex, get me your brother's phone number. Come on, you hook us up.
I will.
Take
I was
care
actually...
of us. We'll,
I was
great.
I was actually asking you that question mostly to try to dig up dirt on them this week. So I appreciate that, Gary.
There you go. Any help we can give your brother, we'll do whatever we can.
Gary, we were actually talking about UNI wrestling here in the office earlier today. The schedule came out. I don't know how much you know about Doug Schwab's squad there. I know they got two All-Americans returning this year, but looks like an interesting slate for UNI wrestling.
Really good home schedule this year, guys, and I tell you what, Coach Schwab's done a fabulous job. I do follow their program, not probably as in depth and closely, and know all the ins and outs of the roster and stuff like that as I do football and men's basketball. But they picked up, there's a transfer, I believe, from University of Iowa wrestling that transferred to UNI that got eligible to wrestle right away that is supposed to be also an outstanding wrestler. He's got a great team coming back. I think one of the ranking services I saw or article I saw talking about Division I wrestling, they feel like UNI Panther Wrestling should or could crack the top 10 this year at the NCAA tournament. So he's really brought UNI Wrestling back, guys, and he's a great coach, great guy, and he's doing it with a lot of former Iowa high school wrestlers that are that had great success, and sprinkling in some tremendous wrestlers from outside the state too. But fun to go to the meets. Their home schedule is awesome. Plus this year they host the conference championships also that are going to be wrestled in the McLeod Center. So yeah, it's going to be fun to follow his team this year and just see if they can be that top 10 wrestling team in the country that a lot of the experts think they can be.
Jack Wagner out of Bettendorf, is that a name you were reaching for there out of the That's Iowa it. Wrestling program, a three-time state champ with the Bulldogs in the Quad Cities. Gary, we appreciate it as always, and we'll figure out something to talk about with you next week as we get ready for Southern Illinois. How about that?
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us every Wednesday, win or lose. And unfortunately for the Panthers last week, it was a loss on the road, an uncharacteristic loss for UNI. And that's going to be, I think, the playbook this season until they get things figured out offensively. Can the defense keep them in games? They really did step up in the third and fourth quarter. They put UNI in a position to make that comeback. I think 11 points the Panthers put on the board in the fourth quarter, but ultimately 24-21, it wasn't quite enough to get the job done. Now they got a bye week, and then it's Missouri Valley Football Conference action from here on out.
And like Gary was talking about with the running game, though, the stats from Saturday's game, they're just not good enough. They're not going to win you any games. 29 carries, minus 14 yards from a rushing game in Northern Iowa. The fact that they had a chance to win this game, you got to give all the credit to the defense and the passing game, but that does have to improve, and Mark Farley knows that, especially with all the changes that he made this offseason.
Gabe Kuhn, Gary Rima here. I'm calling for the inside scoop on the Southern Illinois. Yeah, I can see it now.
I will give Gary Gabe's number. How about that?
Gabe, I want you to take out the Salukis for me. Oh, no, we don't want to encourage any of that.
None of that.
But, so that's your roundabout Memphis football update via Gary Rima and the UNI Panthers and their post-bye week opponent. How about that? Let's head to a break. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you on the way. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM KGYM. Back with more after this.
DUPACO is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers DUPACO Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, DUPACO members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at DUPACO.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use DUPACO, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble, get misty at the Hail Mary pass, or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge? They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass.
Is your company's current payroll provider fumbling the ball?
Ooh.
It's time for help from the bench.
Time out.
Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the team from Future Systems today at 1-800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
This is the Jim Scott Unash. Friday afternoon at 3, we'll come to you live from the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym class will be live at Xavier before their matchup with Decorah. Here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll talk with coaches and athletes as we count down to kickoff and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. Friday afternoon at 3 on the gym.
.555, paying no attention to the man struggling to put his glasses back on after that last break. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Poll question available for you today, KGYMradio.com, has to do with what you are most concerned about with Penn State this weekend if you're an Iowa fan. Several options: Trace McSorley, their quarterback, Saquon Barkley, the running back, Penn State's defense, or just the overall athleticism. Make sure you check out Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. This is Snapchat worthy. Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle Mann, Midwest One, where you're the one.
UNI released its full wrestling schedule today for its upcoming season, the school's first season in the Big 12, and the Panthers will begin the year in Ames at the Harold Nichols Open on November 4th. Their home opener and first Big 12 duel will be with North Dakota State on November 19th. They host the UNI Open on December 9th. In Michigan football news today, Jim Harbaugh said today that former Iowa City West receiver freshman Oliver Martin could be in the mix to receive playing time for the Wolverines this weekend. Martin reportedly had a decent fall camp and put himself in position now to slide in after an injury to leading receiver Tariq Black. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders preseason schedule is about to pick up steam. They play their third exhibition tonight in Des Moines against the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they'll be playing six games over the next 9 days before opening the regular season in Green Bay on October 6th. The Gazette's Area Super 10 volleyball rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson still occupies the top spot, and deservedly so because they swept the second team on this list last night, that being Linmar in second with Xavier third. The top nine remains identical to last week, with Marion sneaking in at number 10. The Twins and Yankees played their finale earlier this afternoon, with the Yankees winning 11-3. New York appears locked in with that top AL wildcard spot, and the Minnesota holds a one-game advantage over the Angels for the second. With no Twins, keep it here after the show for ESPN programming.
All right, if you missed out on hearing from Tristan Cockcroft and getting your fantasy football questions answered, we'll have the podcast available for you at KGYM. Shortly after the show's over tonight, 6 o'clock showdown on the horizon, 7 questions, 60 seconds. On the line tonight, a pair of passes to the Marcus Theaters, located in Cedar Rapids, Coralville, and Iowa City. Your choice. It's a pretty good prize tonight. Plenty more to get to. We will talk a little Bears football even coming up in hour number 3. Mike Glennon, still the starting quarterback of the Bears, according to everybody at Hallis Hall today. Bears fans, not too happy about it. Hour number 3 on the way next.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting as many as you need for $0 a month from Sprint. That's right. Get the best-selling Motorola phone from Sprint for $0 a month for all with Sprint Flex. Plus, with Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. Visit your local Sprint store, go to sprint.com/freephones, or call 1-800.